a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Boyce Mayview Park. As today it is the WPIAL Class 6A softball quarterfinals, the North Allegheny Tigers, the number 3 seed in the 6A bracket, taking on the 6th seeded Cannon McMillan Big Macs. I'm Randy Gore along with Lee Moan here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Our coverage today brought to you by Masters Inc. You don't have to think, just call Masters Inc. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Good orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Well, great to have you along for today's broadcast, one of many here on the WJPA Sports Network, not only throughout this week, but throughout the championship tournaments in softball and baseball. And the goal for these two teams to make it to Lilly Field on the campus of Penn West University in California. And North Allegheny, the number 3 seed, entering with a record of 12-7 overall. The Tigers finished 11-5 in section play. Only one very large section in the classification at this point in 6A softball. Cannon McMillan, 7-11 overall, and 6-10 finishers, the number 6 seed in Class 6A. The Big Macs appearing in the WPIAL playoffs for the 12th consecutive season. North Allegheny in the WPIAL playoffs for a 24th consecutive year. These teams, when you measure them up, similar losses to some degree. North Allegheny is the 3 seed. Only section losses for them to Hempfield, two of those to Hempfield, two to Seneca Valley, and one to Pine Richland. The Tigers have won 4 of their last 6 games entering the playoffs, including a sweep in the regular season of Cannon McMillan. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. Cannon McMillan, meanwhile, it's been an up-and-down year for the Big Macs with 3 separate 3-game losing streaks. They have section sweeps over Butler, Baldwin, and Mount Lebanon. That's why the Big Macs are here in the postseason by virtue of those sweeps. And the Big Macs coming off an 8-4 non-section win over Trinity last Wednesday in their regular season finale. We had a chance to talk with Michelle Moeller, the 23rd year head coach of Cannon McMillan. She felt that the team not really hitting quite so well toward the end of the season, but the game against Trinity, an opportunity to get right, a couple of home runs for Kirsten Williams in that game. Well, we're going to step aside for a break. We'll have more in the pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
And welcome back to Boyce Mayview Park as Cannon McMillan getting ready to take on the North Allegheny Tigers in the quarterfinal round of the Class 6A softball playoffs. And I'm Randy Gore along with Lee Moan. We'll bring Lee in. Regular season series, North Allegheny winning both matchups in the opening contest earlier on in April. It was a 14-3 win for North Allegheny at Cannon McMillan. That went in 6 innings. And in the rematch, North Allegheny defeating Cannon McMillan 7-3. Well, it looks like we're getting set for some pregame festivities here at Boyce Mayview Park. So we'll step aside for a quick break. Back with more in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Hey, welcome back to Boyce Mayview Park. As the pregame festivities moving along very quickly here from Boyce Mayview. So we're going to jump right into the starting lineups as Sammy Plotzko taking her warm-up pitches for Kana McMillan. The lineup will look like this. Leading off and playing second base, Olivia Ford. Batting second, center fielder Morgan Doyle. Hitting third and playing third, Haley Swope. At first base, Kirsten Williams in the cleanup spot. Emily Boer plays catcher and hits fifth. Skyla Stebbin, the shortstop, in the sixth spot. Leah LaSalvia, the designated player, bats seventh. The flex is Aurora Sheridan over in right field. Lila Mowry, the pitcher, hits eighth. And Sammy Merkel out in left field in the ninth spot. For North Allegheny, the lineup will look like this. McKenna Rollins leads off and plays shortstop. Sammy Plotzko, the pitcher, hits second. Carlin Voppel bats third and will play center field. Casey Plotzko over at second base hits cleanup. Aaron Fadgen, the designated player, in the five spot. The flex there is Sophia Hubert. She'll play catcher today. Julia Drazga hits sixth. She'll be at first base. Left fielder Olivia Carlson hits seventh. Hitting eighth, Caitlin Logan over at third base, and Clara Stover, the right fielder, batting ninth for North Allegheny. Well, Lee, now we'll bring you in.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
North Allegheny sweep in the regular season. Second game much closer than the first. You had the call of that one.
Yeah, it's a very, very good hitting Carnegie Mellon. Jeez, I mean, a Cana McMillan team, so it could be dangerous with this wind blowing, too.
First pitch of the ball game is strike one, and we are underway. Sam Puglisi calling the balls and strikes. Matt Filippiak over at first base. Taylor Hott, your third base umpire. That's your umpiring crew today.
And we're very happy that the hand went up. We knew it was a strike.
Next pitch, also a strike, quickly out in front, 0-2. Olivia Ford, one of the top hitters in the WPIAL this season, and a terrific player, headed to Penn State, and talking with Coach Moeller, said that she is hopeful that maybe she can talk her into walking on at Penn State. Is here, she drives one high to left field. Olivia Carlson trying to make it over the shoulder catch, but cannot field it. Is off the heel of her glove and off to third goes Ford on a leadoff error. And Kana McMillan with the first base runner of the day, already at third base, looking to score the game's first run.
Yeah, we just talked about the wind earlier, Randy, that just the ball just traveled a little bit too far. Carlson thought she had it camped under, and the ball kept on going back and back and finally off the glove.
Olivia Ford hitting at a 463 clip before reaching on that fly ball. Now it is Morgan Doyle. Doyle, left-handed hitter, and she is headed to Waynesburg University. Slap hitter, line drive, caught at third by Caitlin Logan. And good thing Olivia Ford wasn't far off the bag, as she was quickly able to scoot back, went out in the inning.
Oh, that might have hit her too off the bag, possibly, if they don't make that catch.
So that'll bring up Haley Swope. So one out, runner at third. North Allegheny Sammy Plotzko trying to pitch out of an early jam here. And the right-hander Plotzko delivers low to Haley Swope for ball one. Swope hitting 250. 10 hits and 40 at-bats, 14 runs batted in, second best on the team for the Big Macs, also three doubles. And Plotzko's next pitch, liner toward right. Stover coming in, makes the catch, tagging from third is Ford, and she will score as a throw home a little late from Stover. And Cana McMillan on the sacrifice fly has a 1-0 lead, two outs.
Yeah, that throw by Stover a little up the third base line, so the catcher had to come off the bag as a Sophia Hubert, had to come up the line to catch that ball and then allowed to run the score. So Kayden McMillan taking that early lead.
So Swope now with 15 RBIs on the season. As here is Kirsten Williams. Williams having an outstanding year. 7 home runs to lead the team. And here she pulls one through the left side of the infield for a base hit. And that, a two-out single, keeps the hitting going for Cannon McMillan, who already leads 1-0.
Yeah, so this is the last game I broadcast, Randy. This is a very aggressive hitting team. They'll that ball's in the zone, they're going to be swinging.
And Cannon McMillan, typically, as you said, a very good hitting squad. Coach Moeller told us that later in the year, they're kind of in a little bit of a funk, but able to work out of that somewhat in the game against Trinity. And now it's Emily Buer, the starting catcher. And Buer swings and misses for strike one. Buer, a player who didn't get a chance to bat until very late in the year. She was the flex all season long. And then because of the late season slump, Coach Moeller put Buer in the lineup. She came in, double left, double right, and she said, well, I'm going to keep her in the lineup. So she's 2 for 5 in the small sample size in just 2 games, and she's keeping her in the lineup. She's got the hot bat.
You like the strategy.
Plotzko's pitch. This one fouled back to the screen.
Unlike some major league managers that don't like to go with a bat and go with all the stats and everything else.
Going with your hunch sometimes works out.
Very much so.
So right now an 0-2 count on Buer. 1-0 Big Macs on the top of the first. Sammy Plotzko's offering. Fly ball. Soft pop on the right side of the infield. Running catch made by Drazga over at first in fair territory to end the inning. But Cannon McMillan, 1 run on 1 hit, an error, and 1 left stranded. Your score after the top of the first is Cannon McMillan 1, and North Allegheny coming to bat as you're listening and watching coverage on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Good night, Mr. Holmes.
Good night, Watson. Watson?
Sir?
Before you go, there's one last item of business to discuss.
Yes, sir.
The prints?
The fingerprints, sir.
No, the print job you had done for our sleuthing business.
The brochures, letterheads, and business cards.
Quite. The amount on this bill is much too low.
There's a very reasonable explanation.
Of course there is, Watson. And by sheer deduction, I will uncover the party responsible for this wickedly low price.
Sir, is this really necessary?
Notice the impeccable quality of this business card, the centering, the color, and the neat little magnifying glass logo in the corner.
But, sir,
and the fact that all this work was finished in such a short time.
But,
and that I have a pen and keychain with Holmes and Watson printed in the exact same typesetting.
Sir.
All this at such a low price can only point to one source. That source, Watson, is Master's Ink.
Astounding, sir.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
It says Master's Ink right on the bill.
Yes, it does. Good night, Watson.
Good night, sir.
You don't have to think. Just call Master's Ink. 724-745-1122.
So Cannon McMillan off to a quick start in the top of the first inning, able to cash in on the sac fly RBI by Haley Swope to grab the early lead. Starting pitcher for Cannon McMillan, Lila Mowry. She'll face McKenna Rowland, Sammy Plotzko, and Carlin Voppel in the bottom of the first as the Tigers take to the bats for the first time today. Well, Mowry this season, 4-7 record, 5.37 ERA. This will be her 17th appearance of the year. And 57 and a third innings has allowed 95 hits, 59 runs, 44 earned, with 10 walks and 18 strikeouts. She's more of a pitch-to-contact hurler. And you're likely to see both of the young Cannon McMillan pitchers today. The first pitch to Rollins is low ball one. So it's something that would prove consistent with many of the other games of the past. So look for Brooke Boomer at some point later in the game. She's actually in the bullpen right now. Loosening up. Here is a chopper on the left side of the infield. Nice pick over at third by Olivia Swope and the accurate throw to Williams to get the out of Rollins. One away in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, good aggressive play there by Swope. She didn't let that two hopper. Yeah, she didn't wait on it. She charged it, and they said a nice pick there and an easy throw. Well, Coach Moeller said they're a very good defensive team, and it'll go along with that offense. It just can be deadly here today. Should be a good ball game though. You know, 6 versus 3.
Sammy Plotzko digs in. And Plotzko goes after the first pitch, fouls it away for strike one. Sammy Plotzko, first team all section this year and having a great junior campaign. 439 hitter 29 hits in 66 at-bats, 5 doubles tied for the team lead there, 5 homers tied for the team lead as well, and pulls one foul on the left field side. 18 runs batted in, leads North Allegheny. Plotzko, who was second team all-section last year as a pitcher, this year first team all-section is a designated player. She is the starting pitcher today, but has played enough DP to qualify for that position. Here's a high foul ball running out of room over there, slope toward the fence. Count stays at 0-2 here on Plotzko.
Yeah, weather so far so good. I mean, we looked Saturday, looked like there's never going to get these games in. Got games in yesterday in the WPL playoffs, and so far so good today.
Lila Mowry, right-hander, delivers. Another foul ball off the bat of Plotzko.
Yeah, track championships going on as we speak right now. They're on a weather delay, but that's up at Slippery Rock, PA. Well
to the north. Yeah, fortunately so. We're near the South Hills of Pittsburgh, near Upper St. Clair. Mowry, another 0-2, and another foul ball, this time on the first base side as Williams giving chase.
Yeah, nice complex down here at Boyce Mayview Park. Baseball field just to our right. If somebody gets a hold of a long home run, a towering home run, we might get hit, but should be okay.
Well, we've been to the baseball facility plenty of times.
Yes.
In our past. First time for us as a broadcast crew here at Boyce Mayview Softball Facility, but a beautiful facility.
Yes.
Nonetheless.
Very well-maintained field.
Just outside of the Cana McMillan School District, even though North Allegheny is the number 3 seed, but it's a shorter drive for me, so I don't personally get too upset about it. Yeah. Pitch up and away to Plotzko, now 1-2. Cana McMillan leading this one 1-0. We're in the bottom of the first, one out. Nobody on for North Allegheny in a battling at-bat here for Plotzko against Mowry.
Yeah, I would have preferred something a little bit more north, but
swing and a miss for strike 3 as Plotzko down on strikes, and that's out number 2.
Yeah, swung at a pitch out of the strike zone, so something a little low. Couldn't get a hold of it, so good start here by the freshman.
Yeah, I told you the difference between Boomer and Mowry. Mowry more of the pitch to contact, but she gets the strike out of Plotzko there. Now faces Carlin Voppel. Voppel hitting .537, also one of the top hitters of the WPIAL. 29 hits and 54 at-bats for her. 5 homers and 15 runs batted in. Pitches low. Voppel named first team all-section. And a great comeback year. If there was such a thing as a comeback player of the year award in the WPIAL, Voppel would have to be up for consideration for it. As another one, this time at the knees for a strike, now 1-1. Voppel, who missed most of last year as a hitter, she was able to pinch run, but had a torn labrum, and was able to work hard in rehabbing and back this year fully healthy, has a strong arm, and obviously very good hitter at the plate. And Coach Morgan Vescovi, is that one a ball? Now 2-1 on Voppel. Coach Vescovi saying of her first team all-section players, so very proud of both Sammy Plotzko and Carlin Voppel, but in particular with Voppel's story, with the comeback from an injury, really happy for her. As here's a ground ball on the left side of the infield. Shortstop Stebbin gobbles it up, throw to first. Inning over. 1-2-3 go the Tigers in the bottom of the first inning. Your score after one is Cana McMillan 1, North Allegheny nothing. You're tuned in to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Well, through one inning, 1-0, Canada McMillan in the WPI AL Class 6A quarterfinals. Now, these teams often end the postseason, and this is actually the first playoff meeting between the two teams since 2017. And that was a 4-2 win for North Allegheny that year. As leading off for Canada McMillan in the second is Skyla Stebbin. Ball to Stebbin, right-handed hitter, against the right-handed throwing Sammy Plotzko. I'm going to go back to that 2017 game in a moment. Plotzko's next pitch, this one fouled straight back, now 1-1. Back in 2017, it was a 4-2 win for the Tigers. That game was tied 2-2 in the top of the seventh, Lee, before Kristen Chomos hit a two-run homer to win the ball game, and Brooks Serbin was the winning pitcher. We're so old, Lee, that Brooks Serbin is now
graduated
from college and now helping out with, I believe, one of the middle school or JV teams as a head coach. Here's a line drive single by Stebbin and a leadoff base hit for Canada McMillan in the second. Big Mac's leading already 1-0. Leah LaSalvia, the designated player. LaSalvia, .375 average for her, 9 hits and 24 at-bats with 7 runs batted in.
Well, we're not as old as Bob Gregg, who's seen their kids that he broadcasts, now broadcasting their kids over the years. So,
first pitch, strike one to Leah LaSalvia, the designated player. Aurora shared in the flex for Canada McMillan today. Sammy Plotzko, as there was a bunt on there, but fouled back to the fencing by LaSalvia and having to stay put at first, Stebbin.
Yeah, busy time of the year with the playoffs going on all this week, next week. A little earlier than normal.
Plotzko, swing and a miss by LaSalvia. Now she's behind. Or that was strike three, excuse me. She's well behind.
Wow.
That's the third strike. So LaSalvia out number one in the inning. First strikeout for Sammy Plotzko.
The softball championships, a lot of times baseball and softball after Memorial Day. This year it's before Memorial Day.
Swing and a miss. Big rip there by Lila Mowry. Mowry the pitcher for the Big Macs. In the batter's box at the moment, Mowry hitting .323 for the year. Two RBIs, 10 hits and 31 at-bats.
Pretty good for a freshman.
Runner at first with one out, 1-0, Canada McMillan in the second, swinging a miss again. Good heat on that fastball from Plotzko. Now, Sammy Plotzko this season, 8-4 record coming in with a 3.16 ERA. Last year, a 10-game winner. One ball and two strikes. Inning opens with a Stebbin base hit after the strikeout of LaSalvia. Plotzko's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back Ks for Plotzko, and now two outs in the second.
So a good comeback here by Plotzko after giving up that leadoff single.
Brings up the number 9 hitter, Sammy Merkel. And Merkel lays down a bunt. Plotzko will field it just outside of the circle to her left. Quick flip to Drazga. And that easily ends the inning on the 1-3 putout. So a leadoff single by Stebbin. She's left stranded. And your score after 1.5. It's Canada McMillan 1, North Allegheny nothing. As you're tuned into coverage on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Kaden McMillan with a 1-0 lead over North Allegheny. Sac fly RBI by Haley Swope in the first. Bottom of the second, Casey Plotsko. Aaron Fagin and Julia Drazga all due up. And leading off, actually, for North Allegheny, pinch hitter for Casey Plotsko, it's Ann Melly. Melly fouling one off down the third base line for strike one. So Melly batting for Plotsko. We have seen some of this during the course of the season with North Allegheny where some early pinch hitting appearances for Melly, where if she's not in the starting lineup, she'll bat for Casey Plotsko occasionally. Tigers coming right out of the gate with that here in the second inning. So it is Ann Melly batting for Plotsko. Melly, who hit a home run against Kaden McMillan earlier in the year, that was in the 14-3 victory, takes a pitch upstairs for ball one. 1-0, Big Max leading. We're in the bottom of the second.
And Melly does play second base, so, I mean, you can see her going right back in. We'll see how Coach Vescovi plays that, see if she'll just...
With how she's played it in the past, you'll see Plotsko come back in to play defense. Yeah. And here's a line drive base hit by Melly into right center field. And cut off in the gap by Morgan Doyle. That'll hold Melly to a leadoff single, but a single, the first hit of the game for North Allegheny against Lila Mowry. What Coach Vescovi will do is Melly will play this out here in this inning, but once you get to the next half inning where NA's back in the field, Casey Plotsko will likely come in. Then the next time Plotsko's turn to bat, you'll have Melly pinch hit and then stay in
for the rest of the
game. The rest of the game at second base.
Yeah.
And, of course, then you still can use Melly, move her around the field
right
to pitch or what have you. She's also one of the NA pitchers. Is first pitch strike to Aaron Fagin, who's the DP today. The flex is Sophia Hubert, as Hubert gets the starting nod at catcher for North Allegheny. Regular starting catcher Taylor Neese unavailable because she's at the individual track and field championships today for the WPIAL out at Slippery Rock. Here's a slow ground ball to third. And fielded and handled by Swope. The throw over to second in time to get Melly. The turn and throw to first not in time for Fagin. So she reaches on the fielder's choice. One away in the bottom of the second.
Well, I didn't think Swope was going to have a chance at second base, but in a nice strong throw made it look easy to get that force out.
And Swope has been pretty active in a good way over there at third base.
Yeah.
She's looked very sharp so far for the Big Macs at the hot quarter. Now it's Julia Drazga at first. Or the starting first baseman. She hits here and hits a ground ball to second, played by Ford. Flipped to second with a shortstop Stebbin covering. They get the out of the lead runner. This time, 4-6 on the putout. Drazga reaches on the fielder's choice and two away in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, just take that shore out, as you can see the replay.
Olivia Carlson, next hitter for North Allegheny. Carlson hitting 342, has three runs batted in. Kaden McMillan leading 1-0, two outs, runner at first, Drazga, in the bottom of the second. Right-handed hitter Carlson against Mowry. And Mowry induces another ground ball. That's played by Williams at first. She'll just turn and step on first base to end the inning. So after a leadoff single by Melly, three straight ground ball outs ends the frame. Your score after two. It's Kaden McMillan 1, North Allegheny nothing. Is coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Back at Boyce Mayview Park, Kaden McMillan 1, North Allegheny nothing. And as Lee, we build up these teams as being two very good hitting lineups. Through two innings, it's been a low-scoring affair. Strike one delivered to Olivia Ford.
Yeah, and it's not the run that Cannon McMillan scored is an unearned run, too. So we should be scoreless, but Cannon McMillan with that 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Ford, who reached on the three-base error, a high fly ball to left, she bats now. Has scored the only run, has Ford, and rolls one towards short, but past the diving McKenna Rollins and into left field for a base hit. So Ford, a leadoff base runner yet again for Cannon McMillan. In fact, that's the third straight inning now. The Big Macs have had the leadoff batter reach. As you can see, they're sharply hit by Ford.
And Coach Moeller says she has very, very good speed.
And Olivia Ford, a competitive weightlifter, and to some degrees, there's a bunt laid down, fielded by Plotzko. We'll throw to first with the second baseman, Casey Plotzko, covering. As we told you, Casey Plotzko would return, so she does re-enter. Sacrifice there going 1-4, moving forward to second base. That sack bunt laid down by Morgan Doyle. Now it'll bring up Haley Swope. But Olivia Ford, a competitive weightlifter, and in fact holds some state records in the squat, bench, and deadlift in her age group, and she can deadlift, Limone, 340 pounds. How about that? Probably more than you, I would guess. I know more than me.
Definitely
I have no
more
doubt
than
about,
me.
No doubt about that. Here is Haley Swope, and she rolls one to short. Rollins throw to first in time, but the ground ball out productive as it moves forward to third now, two away in the inning. So Swope retired 6-3, brings up Kirsten Williams, who singled in the first inning.
Yeah, a little bit of a high throw there, but able to get it down. So big pitch right now. Get the big power hitter up here for Kirsten Williams. Get McMillan. Chance to get another run here. Plotzko's going to really bear down right now.
Plotzko's pitch downstairs to Williams. This would be one where I would not be surprised if you see
Plotzko,
pitch very carefully around Williams here. With two outs in the inning, I'd take my chances with Buehr, and there's one low and away to the right-handed hitter. I'm sure, you know, with Buehr, a smaller sample size, I think you'd rather take your chances with her than Williams.
Yeah, she hit a home run in North Allegheny and might be still traveling over the bleachers in left field.
And there's a wave and a miss, so came at her there for strike one. Now, Williams hit two home runs in the regular season finale against Trinity, and then left the game early to be inducted into the National Honor Society. As I understand, she was still in her jersey for the induction ceremony.
I like
that's
it.
A gamer right there.
Yeah.
And next pitch in the dirt for a ball, 3-1.
I love it. Wear the dirty uniform. And
now, considered to be one of the top baseman in her class, she's a junior, two-time all-section pick, second teamer this year, and she takes ball four. So even though there was one strike involved, kind of picking around Williams there, not shocked by that. And so now with Williams aboard, runners at the corners for the Big Macs in the top of the third inning, already leading 1-0. Now it's Emily Buehr. Buehr, who popped out to Drazga in the first. And Buehr takes low, ball one from Plotzko. Now Buehr, the hard worker that Coach Moeller was very proud of, said that during that time when she was not in the batting order but was the flex as the catcher, didn't complain, didn't say one word, just worked hard, kept her swinging, and here she lines one fair into left field down the line to score Olivia Ford, and the Big Macs have a 2-0 lead. RBI single for Buehr. That'll move Williams to second.
Well, Coach Moeller's hunch continues to be good right now, so get Buehr's bat in the lineup, and we're going to have a pinch runner here, Randy. Number three for Cannon McMillan. Looks like Addison Jordan is going to be your courtesy runner.
And this instance, the courtesy for Buehr, who's the catcher. So Addison Jordan in. Cannon McMillan up 2-0. Now it's Skyla Stebbins. She singled in the second inning. And still a threat here for the Big Macs. Plotzko delivers strike one.
Boy, outfield very shallow.
Well, right now, beautiful setting here at Boyce Mayview Park. Partly cloudy day. And that one just missing the zone away.
Very thankful for that, too.
Indeed. Top of the third, Big Mac's up by a pair. Two runners on, two outs. Plotzko's pitch. And this one popped up. And Casey Plotzko will make the grab coming in on it. On the pop-up, that ends the frame. But Cannon McMillan, one run on two hits, a walk, and two left stranded. Your score after 2.5, Cannon McMillan 2, North Allegheny nothing. It's coverage courtesy of WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good night, Mr. Holmes.
Good night, Watson. Watson?
Sir?
Before you go, there's one last item of business to discuss.
Yes, sir.
The prints?
The fingerprints, sir.
No, the print job you had done for our sleuthing business.
The brochures, letterheads, and business cards.
Quite. The amount on this bill is much too low.
There's a very reasonable explanation.
Of course there is, Watson. And by sheer deduction, I will uncover the party responsible for this wickedly low price.
Sir, is this really necessary?
Notice the impeccable quality of this business card. The centering, the color, and the neat little magnifying glass logo in the corner.
But, sir...
And the fact that all this work was finished in such a short time.
But...
And that I have a pen and keychain with Holmes and Watson printed in the exact same typesetting.
Sir...
All this at such a low price can only point to one source. That source, Watson, is Masters Inc.
Astounding, sir.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
It says Masters Inc. right on the bill.
Yes, it does. Good night, Watson.
Good night, sir.
You don't have to think. Just call Masters Inc. 724-745-1122.
And welcome back to Boyce Mayview Park. I'm Randy Gore along with Lee Moen. As Cannon McMillan with a 2-0 lead, we head to the bottom of the third. Leading off for the Tigers, Caitlin Logan. And first pitch fired in for a strike from Lila Mowry. Mowry, who's had a good start so far. And a lot of times from the Big Macs, whenever they go to the pitching change, it's maybe through that second time through the order, if it looks like the batters are starting to get to that starting hurler. Here's a roller to first handled by Williams, and now two, or make that one out. Logan grounds out to start the third the same way Carlson ended the second. First base unassisted. Now it's Clara Stover. Stover, 182 average, two hits in 11 at-bats, small sample size for her. Left-handed hitter. Tigers lineup, we told you, a little different today with Taylor Neese at the WPIAL Individual Track and Field Championships. Obviously, Neese would be in the batting order if available today.
Yeah, which is in a weather delay right now.
And Coach Vescovi left her name in the lineup card just in case she would be able to make it down from Slippery Rock in time, but with that weather delay, I think there's little to no chance of that. Yeah, bunt attempt missed by Stover. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, on the North Allegheny side, the girls won the 4x800 in the WPL Championships. Next inning, I'll get the good news for Cannon McMillan.
One out, base is empty. Stover takes low.
Actually, why not right now?
Sure.
Rose Cachera. Her third consecutive 100-meter hurdle champion for Cannon McMillan today up at Slippery Rock.
Mowry's 2-1, slapped toward shallow left and just beyond the diving attempt of Stebbin, the shortstop, and underneath Sammy Merkel. So a seeing-eye bloop single to left for Clara Stover, and that's the second hit of the day for North Allegheny.
Yeah, I thought Stebbin might get there. Stebbin and Merkel, the ball just landed on the outfield grass. Stebbin tried to make that out over the shoulder catch. Merkel, a little late getting there. She was shallow to begin with, but didn't want to run into Stebbin either. So, Tigers get a base runner.
Good speed with Stover as well at first base. Now you turn the lineup back to McKenna Rollins. Rollins also an all-section performer. There goes Stover is the throw into second in time for the caught stealing. And that is the inning second out, although Cannon McMillan seemed to think it was the third.
Yeah, Stover tried to go around the tag. Ball was there in plenty of time. Stover tried to make a good slide to get her hand in there, but could not do it. So good throw, two outs now.
2-6 on the caught stealing. Yeah, the Big Macs ran off the field as if that was out number three, but just the second.
You might be able to sell the umpires in the regular season, not in the playoffs.
Count 0-1 on Rollins. That one at the knees for a strike.
But both pitchers doing a nice job keeping that ball right at the knee level.
Yeah, they're getting that knee-high level strike from Sam Puglisi.
Yeah, from our angle, it looks like maybe a tad low, but right on the border.
That one upstairs. I'm going to try to cheat a little bit since we have some eyes, if you will, out in center field in terms of where the balls and strikes are. Our physical broadcast location is up the left field line. We're closest to the left field foul pole, Limon and I.
Yeah.
Along with our producer, Jason Tennant, and his son, Noah, who are combining on the NFHS stream today. As the North Allegheny Sports Network and WJPA Sports Network collaborate today, as there's a foul ball by Rollins to the bricks behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes on Rollins. And always great when we can do so.
Oh, without a doubt.
Jason Tennant and I, by the way, we graduated from Waynesburg College together back in 2001. Foul ball out of play.
Now known as what? Waynesburg,
Waynesburg University.
Yes.
That's right. My good friend Ryan Briggs up at Grove City, he's always quick to point out that we were Waynesburg College graduates, not Waynesburg University. My diploma does say Waynesburg College, but I'm sure I could get that updated if need be. Here's a pop-up toward third, and just behind the bag at third, ball hauled in by Olivia Swope. And that ends the inning, so a base hit, a caught stealing, and nobody left on for North Allegheny. After three innings, it's Cana McMillan 2, North Allegheny nothing. Coverage courtesy of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only saw him fertile land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got it sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy.
Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Leah DeSalvia leading off the top of the fourth for Cana McMillan. Quickly, two strikes on the designated player. Wasting little time in between innings. Tigers right back out onto the field and pitching in a hurry. Sammy Plotz goes 0-2, misses the zone to DeSalvia, who's 0-1. She struck out swinging in the second inning.
That's what I like about softball, Randy. This is ball fouled out of play. This very quick in between innings, no more than a minute normally. Of course, that's what the umpires want. They want a minute in between innings. That's technically the rules of softball.
1-2 on DeSalvia. Foul ball over the seats behind home plate. Cana McMillan leading 2-0 in this one. One run in the first, one in the third. The first inning run unearned. In the third inning, an RBI single by Emily Boer. Next one, up and out of the zone to DeSalvia.
And if you notice, Randy, Coach Moeller now coaching first base. She'll move differently. She'll coach third some innings, first other innings. Don't know if it's a strategic thing or what she decides to do.
This one popped up, looked at by Hubert, but will drift out of play.
Yeah, I don't know if she has certain innings where she'll coach. But I wouldn't say much. She's been there for 23 years. I think she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, whatever she decides yeah, works. Yeah. I wouldn't argue the point. That's
not
for
at
sure.
All.
That last one in the dirt. Full count. And Coach Moeller, who played at Mercyhurst and Westminster College, played for the Westminster Titans back when they were an NAIA school, was named All-Conference back in those days.
Was that Westminster College, too? Or
yes, okay. And it's still Westminster College.
Okay, it is college still, okay.
Also, Steve Moskal, the Cannon McMillan assistant coach, he's the owner of Master Inc., one of our sponsors today, Masters Inc.
Another foul ball. Good at bat here. Bialaselvia here to start this fourth inning.
And battling at bat by Lasalvia. And now the payoff, and jeez, again a foul ball.
It's five or six in a row. Of course, you don't have to worry about pitch count in high school softball. Just got to worry about getting more softballs.
Yeah, that's more of the concern. And Sammy Plotzko, she is built for endurance. We've seen her go deep into games, plenty of complete games for her, and certainly a good 1-2 punch with Ann Melly. I mentioned how Cannon McMillan often utilizes their two pitchers. As there is ball four, so another leadoff base runner for Cannon McMillan. Fourth straight inning, this time a leadoff walk for Lasalvia.
Well, they took advantage two out of three innings. And our courtesy runner is going to be number 11. It's going to be...
That's the flex, Aurora Sheridan. So Sheridan coming in to run for the DP.
Okay, so she just goes into that DP slot.
Right. You would know as well as anybody, Mr. Yeah. Umpire Limon.
Yeah, when that first came in, it was like, how does this work again? Very simple. Flex goes in for DP. DP slides down to the flex position. Simple as that. So Sheridan's now in that number 7 spot. Lasalvia goes down to the 10 spot.
Lila Mowry is the batter, and she pops up a bunt attempt, but it will drop in front of Plotzko. It's fielded by Hubert. Throw to first. They get the out there, but then the throw back into second from Casey Plotzko. Gets away and all the way around to score on the throwing error is Sheridan, and it's 3-0 Cannon McMillan. So the Tigers' second error of the game proves costly as it brings Sheridan all the way around to score. So it is a sacrifice bunt successful for Mowry to move the runner. That outgoing 2-4. However, the E4 two-base error brings Sheridan home to score. And now 3-0 Big Macs.
Yeah, not a good throw there by Plotzko. Nobody backing up. They just split the outfielders. The easy score in there for Cannon McMillan. So two out of their three runs are unearned here.
Now both coaches talked about playing sharp defense. The Big Macs have North Allegheny with their second error today. There's a bunt rolled foul on the first base side off the bat of Sammy Merkel.
Yeah.
So now 3-0 Big Macs, and for the time being anyway, both runs unearned. Certainly the first run, or excuse me, I should say 3-0 Big Macs, yeah, of the two errors that brought in runs. The first run is most certainly unearned. This run here in the fourth may or may not. We have a ball that has popped loose from the bullpen. It's actually in front of us and in play, so the umpires are going to call time as Olivia Carlson will take care of that.
So Merkel goes down on strikes now. Two outs now, top of the order coming up.
Now distracted by that ball, so two outs yeah, down the inning. On the strikeout of Merkel, apparently I wasn't the only one distracted there. Olivia Ford, soft pop caught by Casey Plotzko, and a quick third out. But the damage done for Cannon McMillan, one run on no hits, a walk in error, and nobody left stranded. After 3.5, Cannon McMillan 3, North Allegheny nothing, is your... Tuned into coverage on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Cannon McMillan, three runs on four hits, no errors, four left on. North Allegheny, no runs on two hits and three errors, one left on for NA so far. Tigers, first pitch swinging, foul ball out of play. In the bottom of the fourth, Sammy Plotzko, 0 for 1, struck out swinging in the first. So in the bottom of the fourth, North Allegheny at the plate. In between innings, aside from the fact that our producer Jason Tennant was hit by a ball out of the bullpen, not only did one trickle in front of us, but one hit Jason. Fortunately, he's all right. There's a strike on Plotzko. But aside from that, when we turned around and talked to Jason, we noticed that Taylor Neese is actually on her way right now to the North Allegheny dugout. So she was able to make it in from Slippery Rock. Maybe she saw what the weather was like or her event was completed. Either way, she's here. And now Sammy Plotzko with a rocket to left field, but a great running catch made and left by Sammy Merkel to Rob Plotzko for out number one.
Yeah, Merkel did the bad thing at first and broke in a step and realized she had to get back. And she was able to make that lunging catch there in left field right in front of us. Nice job by Merkel to recover.
How about that grab? So Merkel has her teammates pumped up with that one as they celebrate down in the infield. It's Olivia Ford and Kyla Stebb in the middle infielders there. But that's out number one, a loud out. Now it's Carlin Voppel. Voppel 0 for 1 with a ground out. And fastball pumped in but missing for ball one. Well, this now we're going through the second time in the order, so we'll see how North Allegheny adjusts. Morgan Vescovi talking with us pregame. She said, one of the things that they talked about as a team, adjusting to Cannon McMillan's pitching, offering his outside, and from the standpoint that they do expect to see two pitchers, so that's part of the adjustment. But now, number one, all right, you're through the first time of the order, only one hit, or only two hits through that first time, and those were scattered, yielding no results. So trying to come up and make some noise now your second time through the order. You love the swing by Plotzko there if you're NA, but unfortunately for her, Merkel was there to make a fantastic grab. So first three pitches missed the zone to Carlin Voppel. And there's a strike on the low part on the low part of the zone there.
He's been consistent, though. I mean, he's been giving them both pitchers so far through these first three and a half innings.
Lila Mowry.
Strike in the first should be a strike at the seventh.
3-1 to Voppel. There's another strike. Runs the count full. So Voppel taking on 3-0 and 3-1. Voppel hitting over 500. How about the OPS of 1.556? Headed to Gannon University is Carlin Voppel. And the right-handed hitter, she drives one high to left center, but ranging into the gap to make the running catch, Morgan Doyle, the Waynesburg University commit. And it's out number two.
And Ann Milley will check back in for...
So Doyle over there in center field making the catch in left center field.
Yeah, Ann Milley will re-enter the game.
Casey Plotzko, she singled in the second. And she'll actually check that. Ann Milley, rather, singled in now hitting again for Casey Plotzko. So we'll see Milley from this point out on the infield over there at second base.
Yeah, she has one of the two hits for the Tigers.
And a soft pop, and over to third, catch made by Olivia Swope, and a 1-2-3 inning for Lila Mowry, although a couple of loud outs, line out to left, deep fly out to left center, and then the pop out to third ends the frame. Your score after four, Canon McMillan 3, North Allegheny nothing, is you're tuned into coverage on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Top of the fifth we go. Canon McMillan leading 3-0. Slap hit toward shallow. Left sliding catch made by Carlson to deny Morgan Doyle on the first swing of the fifth. Quickly went away.
Yeah, Carlson was playing shallow to begin with, but boy, that ball was sinking quick. And she was able to get a great jump on that on the slap hitter, make the basket catch on her knees. So a big first out for the Tigers.
And that's what Morgan Doyle does from an offensive standpoint. Slap hitter. Three-time all-section pick, twice a first-teamer. Jeez. This time I almost got clubbed by the bullpen. I don't know where that went, but...
They're not allowed to get the ball back.
Someone else can find it. There's strike one on Haley Swope. I didn't realize we were going to be in the line of fire today.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask for some hazard pay. Here's a pitch that gets wild at home plate, but nobody... aboard Haley Swope with a ball two. We're now one ball, one strike.
Yeah, this is the third different pitcher Canon McMillan's warming up. I think they better keep warming up some pitchers so they can keep it lower.
Now that's Brooke Boomer out there right now loosening, and she may be the next pitcher that we see. Typically that's the case for the Big Macs. Just a matter of when Coach Moeller pulls the trigger on that.
I might have to stand in front of you guys and...
Yeah, right. When they send, yeah, that's right. They always have a protector out of the bullpen. We need a protector.
I think I'll grab that lady's umbrella and just stand there and shield it off.
2-1 pitch misses ball three. Well, Big Mac's leading 3-0 here in the top of the fifth. Swope with a sac fly RBI in the first inning. That was the first of two unearned runs scored in this game out of the three for the Big Macs. Tigers kept off the board so far. Swing and a miss. Now full count. And we say part of the plan for the Big Macs, often you see two pitchers, but to tell you the truth, the way Lila Mowry's pitching right now.
I wouldn't touch her.
Yeah, you may not see a second pitcher.
The Tigers haven't touched her yet, so.
Some more loud outs in that last half inning, but outs nonetheless. There's a pop fly out of play.
And sometimes it's just your day, too. You get loud outs, but, you know, things are going your way. Had that yesterday for my baseball game. It's like every bounce just went to the 15 seed, upset the 2 seed yesterday, and just like everything went the 15's way.
Chopper towards short. Rollins on the second hop, charging on. Throw to first just in time to get the speedy Haley Swope. 2 outs.
Rollins did everything she could. Just got out by about a quarter step there. Rollins, a nice job. She had the weight on that ball, unfortunately, but she showed off the arm. Good strike to get that second out.
Couple of good defensive plays by the Tigers in this half inning. We're in the top of the fifth. Canon McMillan leading 3-0. Kirsten Williams has reached twice, takes a strike. Williams singled in the first, walked in the third. The walk in the third was kind of an area where the Tigers were pitching around Williams, but Emily Boer made the Tigers pay. She produced an RBI single with 2 outs quickly thereafter. At that point in time, brought in the game's second run. Canon McMillan, 1 in the first, 1 in the third, 1 in the fourth. We're in the top of the fifth with 2 outs and nobody on for Williams. Plotz goes offering and skied over the first base dugout and out of play. Now the winner of this game will get Seneca Valley. They get the pleasure of facing Lexi Hames and the Seneca Valley Raiders. on Wednesday of next week.
Good luck.
Fly ball by Williams to right. Back a step, then in comes Stover to make the catch at a 1-2-3 frame for Sammy Plotsko. Your score after 4.5, Canada McMillan 3, North Allegheny nothing. Coverage by the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Good night, Mr. Holmes.
Good night, Watson. Watson?
Sir?
Before you go, there's one last item of business to discuss.
Yes, sir.
The prints?
The fingerprints, sir.
No, the print job you had done for our sleuthing business.
The brochures, letterheads, and business cards.
Quite. The amount on this bill is much too low.
There's a very reasonable explanation.
Of course there is, Watson. And by sheer deduction, I will uncover the party responsible for this wickedly low price.
Sir, is this really necessary?
Notice the impeccable quality of this business card, the centering, the color, and the neat little magnifying glass logo in the corner.
But, sir...
And the fact that all this work was finished in such a short time.
But...
And that I have a pen and keychain with Holmes and Watson printed in the exact same typesetting.
Sir...
All this at such a low price can only point to one source. That source, Watson, is Masters Inc.
Astounding, sir.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
It says Masters Inc. right on the bill.
Yes, it does. Good night, Watson.
Good night, sir.
You don't have to think. Just call Masters Inc. 724-745-1122.
Welcome back to Boyce Mayview Park, where it is 3-0. Canada McMillan leading North Allegheny. We head to the bottom of the fifth. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Foul ball for strike one as Aaron Fagen reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. Still in the pitcher circle for Canada McMillan, Lila Mowry. I don't think too much of a surprise there. Roller just past the circle, fielded by the shortstop Stebbin, to her left. And in front of the second base bag, applies an accurate throw on to first to get Fagen, and very quickly went away in the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, you mentioned Lexi Hames. I'm going to get the pleasure to see Sydney Gonglick tomorrow from Bentworth as a freshman throwing 67 mile an hour also, being compared to Lexi Hames.
And Hames, if you're not familiar, she's headed to Clemson University. And that's who the winner of this game will get next. Right now, the Big Macs leading 3-0. One out, bottom of the fifth, Julia Drazga, the next hitter. Reached on a fielder's choice as well. Back in the second, takes low for a ball.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a few Seneca Valley people tuned in today.
Yeah, trying to find out who they will face.
They already know each other pretty well.
Yeah, not very many secrets in 6A. Here's a dribbler towards second, charging on at forward, and a little sidearm throw to first to get Drazga. Now two outs. Well, Olivia Ford, we told you about her strength, obviously, is a competitive weightlifter and has good speed. Coach Moeller said that she lost some of that speed because of the weightlifting, but nonetheless, she will attend Penn State University, Will Ford, and will major in finance and statistics. And we told you earlier, Coach Moeller trying to edge her to at least attempt to walk on at Penn State, feels that she is good enough to do so.
Yeah, they just made the NCAA playoffs to the Penn State softball team this year.
Here's Olivia Carlson, 0-for-1 with a ground out to first. Made a nice sliding catch the last half inning. Bats with two outs, bases empty. Big Macs up by three in the bottom of the fifth. Ball one to Carlson. Olivia Carlson, she will attend Kent State University, will be a nursing major there. And her sister Leah, a freshman on the North Allegheny softball roster. Mowry's pitch to Carlson, taken for a strike. Now, North Allegheny has won 9 of the last 10 against Canada McMillan, including 6 in a row. The only win for the Big Macs in that span was a non-section victory in 2021. Big Macs that year made a nice run to the WPIAL championship. Here's a ground ball again to Ford at second, and she'll set and fire for the 4-3 put out of Carlson, and another 1-2-3 inning for Mowry. Your score after 5, Canada McMillan 3, North Allegheny nothing. Coverage by WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food,
vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Top of the sixth, we go. Strike one delivered to Emily Buer. RBI single for her in the third inning is one for two. As you said, Lee, we were discussing about Buer playing more of the batting order as of late, so the hunch for Coach Moeller remains, and the batting continues for Buer. But here she grounds one to short. Rollins has it easily, throws to first for the putout, 6-3. They'll send up Skyla Stebbin. Now, last batter to reach for Cannon McMillan was the walk to Leah LaSalvia, and then she later came around on a throwing error. That's the last run of the game. Since then, it's been seven in a row retired by Sammy Plotzko.
Yeah, Plotzko's pitched well. So a couple errors leading to a couple of those runs.
Seven in a row also set aside by Lila Mowry is... Here's a ground ball to third. Logan, throw to first, and, well, that ball's trapped. Julia Drazga trying to field it off the short hop, trapped it in her glove, and the runner's safe at first. We'll get another look at it here.
Yeah, you can see the ball come out of the glove right there. Ball just came out of the glove.
That'll be an E5. Third error now on North Allegheny. The first two have allowed the Big Macs to score runs. As Coach Moeller with a change here. As she comes down to inform our home plate umpire, Sam Puglisi, of the change.
Mowry's. Let me see.
Now, Leah LaSalvia is re-entering.
Okay.
Is all for the flex.
Okay, that's all it is. Okay.
Just not necessarily re-entering, but flipping back, as you had described.
Yes.
She's gone from 10 to 7 now again, so that's all that was. So LaSalvia back in to hit. She lays down a bunt, but it rolls foul on the third base side.
So they can do that again if they like.
Now LaSalvia walked in the fourth, and it was her runner, Sheridan, who scored on the throwing error. Stebbin reaching on a throwing error moments ago. Pitch in the dirt. One ball, one strike on Leah LaSalvia. Now, Cannon McMillan last year in the first round of the WPIAL playoffs lost to Norwin 8-7. 2 years ago, fell to Pine Richland in the quarterfinals. Here's a ground ball back to Sammy Plotzko. Throw to second. Rollins out there on to first. Double play. Tigers turn two in a hurry. Is 1-6-3 on the twin killing. And that erases the error, and nobody left stranded for the Big Macs. Your score after 5.5, Cannon McMillan 3, North Allegheny nothing. You're tuned into coverage on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Cannon McMillan, 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors. North Allegheny, no runs on 2 hits and 3 errors. And Lee Moan, I was running through Cannon McMillan recently, in the WPIAL playoffs. A couple of quarterfinal round losses the last 2 years. Back in 2021, the Big Macs reaching the WPIAL championship, before falling to Bethel Park 9-2 in the finals. Also reached the state semifinals that year before falling to North Penn, which is a juggernaut in the largest classification.
Yes, it is.
North Allegheny, meanwhile, last year was the number 4 seed. And while they were playing the 5th-seeded Pine Richland Rams, there was a large gap between 4 and 5 in terms of record, where NA had a much larger winning record compared to Pine Richland that did not. And we cover the game out at Seneca Valley, and the Rams upset North Allegheny last year. This game here today, very eerily similar.
Very eerily, because the Tigers only scored one run in that game last year, and they have not scored yet here today. There are a lot of ground balls. Give credit to the freshman, Mowry. I mean, her first ever playoff game here, and she's pitching a gem so far. Had some couple nice defensive plays behind her, but she's pitching well.
Caitlin Logan at the plate right now. First two pitches, strikes. After the last one fouled off, Logan 0 for 1, grounded out her first at-bat. Takes high here from Mowry. Tigers have mustered only two hits, singles in the second and third innings. That's been all. Mowry has been on point, as you said, a couple of good defensive plays. Pitching has been sharp, and so has the defense for the Big Macs today. Mowry's next offering is upstairs. Sometimes, I mean, it's playoff softball, right? Pitching and defense can carry you a long way.
Without a doubt. You have that pitcher. It's like in baseball, too. You have a good number 1-2. Yeah, it will take you a long way for sure.
Well, popped up here. Right side of the infield. Williams calling for it. Drops it. And from our vantage point, that was in foul territory.
Yeah.
So it will be just a foul ball, if you will, but should have been an out, so you can charge the air on Williams.
Oh, without a doubt, that's an easy fly ball.
That's the first air on the Big Macs.
Can the Tigers take advantage of it, though?
New life for Logan as the at-bat continues with a 2-2 count. And Logan jammed on the pitch, and the soft pop caught on the run, moving in between the circle and home plate by the pitcher, Mowry. And so the air does not come back to harm the Big Macs. One away.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter here, Randy. I mean, number 4 for the Tigers.
So new hitter for North Allegheny will be Zoe Reichel. Reichel, 4 hits and 10 at-bats. 3 runs batted in. That's easy math, Lee. That's a 400 average.
Well, you went to Waynesburg.
What are you saying? Exactly.
Because you know.
What does that mean?
Because
exactly?
you know all the sport, all those answers.
Hey, I passed out of math before I even started one class at Waynesburg. See that? So did Jason Tennant. And yet we were comm majors. How did that work out? Nonetheless, strike 1-2, Clara Stover. We wanted to challenge ourselves. We passed out of math, so we decided to delve into something else. And a ground ball by Reichel that's fielded by Ford. And easy toss on to first. 4-3, the putout of Zoe Reichel, and now 2 away in the bottom of the 6th. Tigers going quietly right now.
I graduated from Butler High School, so, I mean, I don't have that big diploma, but I figured out 4-10, though.
That's right. I like to keep that math easily.
Right.
That's where I was going with that. That was easy math, so... But anyway, here we go. It's McKenna Rollins 0 for 2. Tigers trying to get something started, but trailing 3-0. 2 outs, bases empty. And a bounding ball again to second. Ford easily handles. And the throw on to first. That is now 10 in a row set aside by Lila Mowry. And so far through 6, it's a 2-hit shutout for the Big Macs. We head to the 7th. 3-0 Canada McMillan. Coverage courtesy of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Hey, welcome back. Top of the 7th. Canada McMillan leading it 3-0. Big Macs in the first. Sac fly RBI by Haley Swope. In the 3rd, RBI single by Emily Boer. And in the fourth, a throwing error scored Aurora Sheridan. And that's where we're at now. 3-0 in the seventh. Big Mac's looking for some insurance here against Sammy Plotzko. So obviously Plotzko has given up only one earned run today. But the Big Macs don't care if they're earned or not. They lead by three.
It's all that matters as long as you're ahead in that run column at the end of the game. And heads up, there's warm-ups going on in Cam McMillan bullpen.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
One eye on the field, yeah. One eye on the bullpen.
Jason and I are in the line of fire. One ball, one strike. The count on Lila Mowry. She's 0 for 1, struck out in the second, sack bunt in the fourth. There's a foul ball to the top of the screen. 1 and 2 on her now. Now, busy times on WJPA with playoff coverage, wall-to-wall playoff coverage, WJPA Sports Network.
Yeah, does a fantastic job getting around as many facilities as they do.
Mowry on the two-strike pitch, rolls it up the middle for a base hit. Leadoff single, and that's also been, you talk about recipe for success. Of course, pitching and defense is part of it. You get the leadoff base runner on as many times as the Big Macs have. That's certainly not going to hurt matters. Sammy Merkel, the next batter. We're going to have a runner here for Mowry. And courtesy.
That's cadence number 19.
Marigo.
Marigo, thank you.
Marigo.
Yeah. I got my roster printed sitting sideways over here, so. But anyways, that's cadence. And again, another leadoff runner. And Coach Moeller now back in the third base coaching box for the seventh inning.
Bunt attempt, stabbed that but missed by Sammy Merkel, who's 0 for 2. A ground out and a strikeout on her ledger today.
Yeah, you definitely expect bunt in this situation with your number 9 hitter.
And looking for insurance, but as you said, number 9 hitter at the plate. You want to set yourself up there, swinging away. And there's strike 2 now on Merkel.
Yeah, but, just like I said.
Exactly. I was building upon your point, but you would think to get the runner in scoring position for Olivia Ford, who's reached twice and scored twice today. This one upstairs, one ball and two strikes now on Merkel.
Yeah, Logan's not going to be even with the bag instead of about 10 steps in front of the bag at third.
Merkel, a senior, headed to Virginia Tech, plans to major in health sciences there. Swings in a foul tip into the glove of catcher Sophia Hubert, still in there for North Allegheny. And that's strike 3 and out number 1, so still at first is Marigo.
You get a very good hitter, though, up in the box here in Olivia Ford.
And Ford's been swinging a hot bat all year. Maybe the thought there when you let Merkel swing away is, hey, Ford can maybe drive her in from first anyhow. Talking about that runner at first being Marigo, the courtesy for pitcher Lila Mowry, who led off the inning with a base hit. Ball 1 to Ford. Kana McMillan, 5 times, 5 out of the 7 innings, the leadoff batter has reached. Here's a lace shot to center, but a great running catch made by Carlin Voppel for the inning second out. That one hit on the button, but read very well by Voppel.
Yeah, Voppel got a great jump on her, caught it at about knee high as she's leaning forward. Good job, though, by Marigo, though, to read that properly and get back to first base.
So now it's Morgan Doyle, 3-0 Big Macs. This is an insurance opportunity for CM, offering his high.
Getting Carlson very shallow in left field with that slap hitter up.
And Doyle lined out to Carlson the last time around. Doyle will major in criminal justice at Waynesburg University. Shows bunt, pulls back, runner goes, and the ball trickles away at home plate. That'll be a stolen base, as the runner was on the move, so Marigo with the stolen bag.
And Doyle and McKenna Rollins play travel ball during the summertime. Got a chance to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Doyle before the broadcast, and they said they love their travel time.
Pitch downstairs there. Doyle with a 4.09 GPA going to Waynesburg University, Lee.
Yeah. As expected.
Bats here with two outs and a runner at second. 2-1 count on Doyle.
Nothing but bright students go to Waynesburg.
That's right. And here's a liner, soft liner to center. They're going to hold the runner at third as Voppel, who's got a cannon for an arm, quickly throws in. And Coach Moeller knows that. So she holds the runner at third. Runners at the quarters.
But that sets up a lot of possibilities right now with Swope coming in. Do you send the runner from first? Do you try to... the old try to run down to try to get that runner in, or a lot of possibilities here for Cannon McMillan.
Yeah, Carlin Voppel, she has the strong arm, certainly gets that from her dad, Eric, who won the WPIAL and state title in the javelin back in 1991 at Baldwin High School. Pitch upstairs for a ball to Haley Swope. Runners at the quarters. So this is crucial here for NA to try and keep this a three-run game. If the Big Macs can bust it open, would spell big trouble for the bottom of the seventh. That one off the mark, 2-0.
Yeah, good news for the Tigers. They'll have 2-3-4 to start the seventh inning. So you definitely want to keep this a three-run deficit if you can.
Swope lifts it foul over the first base dugout. Yeah, five of the seven innings today, Big Macs with the leadoff batter reaching. And that'll certainly help out the run production. Three runs today for Cannon McMillan, two unearned. Plotzko deals, induces a pop fly, and Rollins in foul territory will make the running catch from her shortstop position to end the inning. Couple of hits, two left stranded, no runs for the Big Macs in the top of the seventh. Last chance for North Allegheny in the bottom of the seventh. The score, Cannon McMillan 3, North Allegheny nothing. Is you're tuned into coverage on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Now, Cannon McMillan, three runs on six hits, one error. North Allegheny, no runs on two hits and three errors. And the Tigers have been quiet offensively because of Lila Mowry. And we discussed it that, you know, game plan coming in, you're likely going to see two pitchers from Cannon McMillan. But like any good coach, Coach Moeller of Cannon McMillan, she's going to adjust to the way the game plays out. And obviously Lila Mowry has rarely been touched today, so no reason to make a change there. It is 2-3-4 due up for North Allegheny in this inning. Plotzko, Voppel, and Melly.
And the two of the hardest hit balls right now. Next two batters between Plotzko and Voppel.
And Plotzko and Melly both have home runs earlier in the year against Cannon McMillan. So here's Sammy Plotzko. Not that you need a solo home run now, but you need to string together some base hits. Plotzko takes ball one, or strike one rather, from Lila Mowry.
Yeah, if you want to keep your season alive, because what loser of this game, their season is done.
3-0 lead for Cannon McMillan. Plotzko, the first team all section player, leading off. And holds up on ball one. Sammy Plotzko last year hit .427 with six home runs. Has kept that going into her junior campaign. And there's a strike at the knees. You said consistent in the first, consistent in the seventh.
Yep. Sure is. Right at the knees.
Plotzko lined out to left in the fourth inning, 0-2. Mowry's offering. This one laced but foul in between the third base line and Coach Morgan Vescovi. Coach Vescovi in her sixth year leading North Allegheny, also an English teacher in the school district, and following longtime head coach and our good friend Rick Meister, who had won 334 games, three WPIAL titles and one state title in his 22 years as head coach. And Coach Vescovi has done a great job building upon that. Of course, had played under Rick Meister and coached alongside with him as well. Here's a line drive into right field. Base hit is a leadoff single for Sammy Plotzko, trying to get a rally started here for the Tigers in the seventh.
Yeah, good time. That pitch looked like it was on the outside corner. As you can see here, it was outside. Just go right with the pitch. Questionable whether it's going to be a strike or not. Go take it to right field. Get on. And here we're going to have a runner. 20.
So the runner for North Allegheny will be Robertson into run for Plotzko. And now it's Carlin Vopple. And first pitch, a strike to Vopple. She's 0 for 2. Grounded out to short in the first. Flew out to center in the fourth, although that took a running catch by Morgan Doyle to accomplish the out in the fourth. 3-0 Big Max. Runner at first, Robertson. And a bounding ball to third. Fielded by Swope, throw to second to get the out there. Ford covering on the 5-4 putout. That erases the lead runner, Robertson, and Vopple reaches on the fielder's choice.
Again, just good defense. Take the sure out, second base, make the strong throw, easy throw. Get the sure out. Cannon McMillan's been flawless in the field here so far today.
12 ground ball outs for Lila Mowry today.
That's keeping the ball low.
Here's Ann Melly. Melly singled in the second inning, one of only three hits for NA today. Takes outside ball one. Melly has remained in the game, as we told you she would, to play second base after pinch hitting for Casey Plotzko. Melly, who has a great bat coming into today's game. Melly with a 295 average, two home runs and 15 runs batted in, has been one of the better run producers for North Allegheny.
And she'll be headed to Kaiser University after her senior year here this year, down in West Palm.
Ground ball, backhand dive made by Stebbin. Throw to first, not in time, as Melly beats it out, and now two runners on for the Tigers in the seventh.
Nice play there by your shortstop and Stebbin, diving far to your right for her knees, still got enough on the throw. And we're going to have a pinch hitter. Looks like Taylor Neese is going to get that pinch hit. That's where I was expecting her to be a pinch hit for right in that situation right now. She's got the pop to tie this game.
So Taylor Neese, who has arrived from the track and field championships, pinch hitting for the DP Aaron Fagin in the seventh.
See if she had the Superman cape on when she was coming.
What a story this would be.
Yeah.
So with one out in the seventh, two runners on, 3-0 Big Max, and ball one to Taylor Neese.
Yeah, she's got some pop. She's only a sophomore.
Neese, 383 average with a home run and 9 RBIs this season. She had some clutch pinch-hitting appearances last year as a freshman. Next pitch was a ball, now 2-0. So hitters count here for Neese. Runners at first and second with one out. In the bottom of the seventh, 3-0 Cannon McMillan, and a foul ball dribbled toward the third base dugout. Sammy Plotzko led off with a single. Courtesy runner Robertson erased on a fielder's choice by Vopple. Single by Melly. That's where we're at now in the bottom of the seventh. Big Max leading by 3. Lila Mowry to Neese. Swing and a miss.
That pitch looked like it might have been out of the strike zone.
Looked like something off speed as well. Neese out in front of it, and now a 2-2 count.
Yeah, a little bit out of the strike zone. So you come back off speed, or you go heat.
Two balls, two strikes, one out, two on, and a ground ball weakly hit toward Ford, trying to tag the runner. She does, flips to first, and not in time. So Neese beats that out to keep hope alive for North Allegheny. Two outs in the inning. What an alert play by Ford there. She got the tag down right there on Melly as she was crossing from first to second and almost got the out at first and the ball game.
Yeah, unfortunately, when you tag that hard, sometimes you drop that ball out of the glove, so it was a good job hanging on to the ball on that force out.
So it comes down to Julia Drazga to try and extend the ball game. Voppel at third, Niece aboard now at first. Two outs, 3-0 Big Macs, bottom of the seventh. A date with the Seneca Valley Raiders awaits next Wednesday for the winner. And that pitch low, ball one.
But that was another ground ball by Mowry.
So 13th ground ball out of the game for Mowry. Drazga 0-for-2 today. And a lace shot into center field, base hit. Voppel will score. As quickly to it is Doyle. Tigers on the board trailing 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh. And runners at first and second. And up next, Olivia Carlson with two outs.
Yeah, not the pitch you want right there. Straight down the middle. Now we're going to get another pinch runner here coming out, Randy, it looks like. Or pinch hitter. Going to find out what Coach Vescovi is doing. Now Carlson is hitting.
It will be Leah Carlson, I believe. No, it is Olivia Carlson. My apologies. Runner is for Niece.
That's Robertson again.
All right, so Robertson running for Niece.
Get a little bit more speed out there. And Olivia Carlson will step in with two outs here.
Olivia Carlson, a couple of ground ball outs in the second and fifth innings, respectively. 3-1, Cana McMillan, two outs in the bottom of the seventh, runners at first and second for North Allegheny. But Lila Mowry needs just one more out to advance the Big Macs with a quarterfinal round upset. Pitch low, ball one. Big Macs looking for their first playoff win since 2021 when they ventured all the way to the WPIAL Championship and the state semifinals. Lost to Bethel Park in the Whippeal title game and lost to North Penn in the semis. But a Cinderella run through that year's tournament. Carlson, ground ball to Ford at second, fielded on one knee, throw to first, and the ball game is over. Cana McMillan does complete the upset of North Allegheny in the quarterfinal round with a 3-1 victory. Cana McMillan getting the complete game effort from Lila Mowry as her teammates Mobber just outside of the pitcher's circle. And the Big Macs, the number 6 seed, advance to face Seneca Valley in the WPIAL semifinals next week. We'll step aside for a quick break and we'll come back with our player of the game for you as you're tuned into the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Good night, Mr. Holmes.
Good night, Watson. Watson?
Sir?
Before you go, there's one last item of business to discuss.
Yes, sir.
The prints?
The fingerprints, sir.
No, the print job you had done for our sleuthing business.
The brochures, letterheads, and business cards.
Quite. The amount on this bill is much too low.
There's a very reasonable explanation.
Of course there is, Watson. And by sheer deduction, I will uncover the party responsible for this wickedly low price.
Sir, is this really necessary?
Notice the impeccable quality of this business card, the centering, the color, and the neat little magnifying glass logo in the corner.
But
and the fact that all this work was finished in such a short time.
But,
and that I have a pen and keychain with Holmes and Watson printed in the exact same typesetting.
Sir.
All this at such a low price can only point to one source. That source, Watson, is Master's Ink.
Astounding, sir.
Elementary, my dear Watson.
It says Master's Ink right on the bill.
Yes, it does. Good night, Watson.
Good night, sir.
You don't have to think. Just call Masters Inc. 724-745-1122.
In the postgame show now here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation, and Cannon McMillan, the number six seed, with the 3-1 victory over the third-seeded North Allegheny Tigers. And great pitching effort, really, on both sides, but Lila Mowry getting the CG and victory to collect her fifth win of the year, improves to 5-7. Sammy Plotzko with the hard luck loss as she falls to 8-5 on the year. Tiger season comes to an end with the defeat. Let's give you a quick rundown of the scoring, as in the top of the first inning, Olivia Ford hit a deep fly ball to left that was dropped by left fielder Olivia Carlson. Ford racing all the way around to third base on the leadoff E7. And after a line out of Morgan Doyle, Ford crossed the pace station on a sacrifice fly by Haley Swope, and it was 1-0 Cannon McMillan. In the third inning, the Big Macs add on, leadoff single by Olivia Ford, sacrifice to second by Doyle, and then after a ground out by Haley Swope, Kirsten Williams, that ground out by Swope, by the way, advanced Ford to third. Kirsten Williams with a walk to put runners at the corners, and then Emily Boer with an RBI single with two outs, driving home Ford, made it 2-0 Cannon McMillan. In the fourth inning, Leah LaSalvia drew a walk. Aurora Sheridan came in as the flex to run for LaSalvia. Sacrifice bunt by Lila Mowry moved LaSalvia to second, but then on a throw toward second to try and backpick Sheridan, the throw was errant into the outfield, and Sheridan not only advanced to third, but came around to score to make it 3-0 Cannon McMillan. And the Big Macs able to ride that 3-0 lead all the way into the bottom of the seventh before North Allegheny started to rally. Sammy Plotzko with a leadoff single. Carlin Voppel reaching on a fielder's choice. Then Ann Melly with a base hit put two runners on with one out. Taylor Neese pinch hitting bounced into a fielder's choice to put runners at the corners. And then a two-out RBI single by Julia Drazga brought home Carlin Voppel from third. And North Allegheny on the board at that point, trailing 3-1 with the game-tying run on the base paths. But Lila Mowry, as she induced 14 ground ball outs today, able to induce one final ground out off the bat of Olivia Carlson for the 4-3 putout, and Cannon McMillan prevailing by a 3-1 decision. Cannon McMillan improving to 8-11 overall. The Tigers' season ends with a 12-8 record. Coming up next, we're going to hand out our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center. And, well, we'll segue it this way. It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And we'll have that player coming up right after this.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And back in the postgame show, and as promised, time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And today, 3-1 win for Cannon McMillan, but how about Lila Mowry? 14 ground ball outs, complete game effort, and we knew that Cannon McMillan oftentimes have utilized two pitchers. Today, only one was necessary. Great effort by Lila Mowry.
Yeah, again, I'll say one more time, freshman.
Yeah,
what a bright future. First ever playoff game, and she looked like a senior out there. Just great control. Kept that ball at the knees all day long. The Tigers just couldn't get anything lofted in the air. Not really a lot of hard hit balls either, so a lot of weak contact, and a great job by Mowry to get the player of the game.
Yeah, the only hard hit ball today for North Allegheny, Sammy Plotzko in the fourth, and that resulted in a lineout. So the defense was up to the challenge on really the most well-hit ball of the day. Cannon McMillan head coach, Coach Moeller, when we talked with Michelle Moeller earlier on, the 23rd year head coach, she said, you know, play crisp defense. She wanted to see more of the bats do a little more there, but they did enough to get the win from that standpoint. And the pitching really stepped up. So, great recipe for success to advance. And, well, we know the Big Macs, they get the upset today. They have quite the challenge in the next one against Lexi Hames and the Seneca Valley Raiders.
But it can be done. You know, if you play defense like they did today, you know, you get just enough to scratch one or two runs across. You never know on any given day. But, you know, the odds are definitely against them for sure. But Coach Mulder's not going to tell them that for sure.
Nor should she. I mean, yeah. The prognosticators coming into the season, they tab Hempfield and Seneca Valley. And so far, it could play out that way. But the Big Macs have a say in that come next Wednesday against Seneca Valley. So that'll do it for us today. Again, your final score, Canon McMillan 3, North Allegheny 1. And great to have you along today on our broadcast courtesy on WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Our coverage brought to you by Masters Inc., as well as Masters Inc. You don't have to think, just call Masters Inc. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Good orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. And Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on at washjeff.edu. For our cast and crew here, for Jason Tennant, for Noah Tennant, for my partner Lee Moan, I'm Randy Gore. Our final score today, Canon McMillan 3, North Allegheny 1, in the WPIAL Class 6A quarterfinals.